Section 16. When will God's promises come true? Sit at my right hand until I place your enemies as a stool for your feet. Psalm 110:1. People have waited for the Messiah for thousands of years. To help us identify the time of his arrival, messianic prophecies give us a picture of the conditions that would then exist in human society. Would the Messiah's arrival mean immediate fulfillment of all messianic prophecies? To fulfill the prophecies, the Messiah has to come twice, first to cover sins, second to conquer his enemies. Thus David says, "The utterance of Jehovah to my Lord, the Messiah, is, Sit at my right hand until I place your enemies as a stool for your feet." Psalm 110:1. What would happen when the Messiah returned? Rather than welcoming the Messiah's presence, the nations in general would attempt to resist his kingdom. Why have the nations been in tumult and the national groups themselves kept muttering an empty thing? The kings of the earth take their stand and high officials themselves have massed together as one against Jehovah and against his anointed one. Psalm 2:1-2. There will certainly occur a time of distress such as has not been made to occur since there came to be a nation until that time. And during that time, your people will escape, everyone who is found written down in the book. Daniel 12:1. When the wicked ones sprout as the vegetation and all the practicers of what is hurtful blossom forth, it is that they may be annihilated forever. Psalm 92:7. 92:8 in the Tanakh. It is of interest that the so-called New Testament, written by Jews, also foretells trying conditions just prior to the Messiah's complete rule over all the earth. Consider the following descriptions. Have you seen these prophecies fulfilled? For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in one place after another. There will be food shortages. These are a beginning of pangs of distress. Mark 13:8. In the last days, critical times hard to deal with will be here. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, self-assuming, haughty, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, disloyal, having no natural affection, not open to any agreement, slanderers, without self-control, fierce, without love of goodness, betrayers, headstrong, puffed up with pride, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, having a form of godly devotion, but proving false to its power. 2 Timothy 3:1-5.